Well, yeah, part of the motivation is because of the social and economic and human costs that are associated with gun violence. And the Newtown tragedy certainly spurned a number of people to say, how do we get guns that are unwanted out of homes and potentially not be stolen in a break-in or not used or accidentally injure somebody or kill someone? So the motivation was to get rid of these unwanted weapons so that they're no longer a risk to the people in the home or potentially to the public that obviously absorbs gun violence.
What's your expectation? What do you think the number of weapons that might be turned in this weekend might be?
Springfield had a great gun buyback last year where they collected 350 weapons. We have no idea as to how many people will give weapons. We're prepared to give gift cards to up to 350 individuals. So our expectation is wide open. We just hope that whether it's a grandparent, a parent, someone who has a firearm that no longer has any purpose for it, you know, brings it in and gets rid of that risk factor.
What's the potential here for reducing crime? I mean, obviously we don't expect hardened criminals to come in and turn in their guns, but is there an expectation that you can reduce crime with these gun buyback programs?
The experience of Springfield and other police departments are that homes with guns are the targets of home invasions. Usually thieves that break in are looking for money, drugs, and then guns. And certainly by getting rid of guns, you get rid of that whole risk that if there is a breaking entering, it gets rid of it. So the stream of commerce when it comes to illegal guns is from stolen weapons from homes.
And you also mentioned, of course, you're looking to avert a potential tragedy as well.
Yeah, the striking statistic that hit me was that 68% of suicides for youths 15 to 24 are committed with guns. So it's a tremendous number of suicides that happen by gun, and certainly all the way up until elderly. But the success rate with a gun is phenomenally high. And as I've heard, that weapons that are used in a suicide, they're a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And that mental health component is one that we're addressing in this gun buyback.
Let's talk about the nuts and bolts. What do people need to do, someone who's out there listening who has a gun they'd like to turn in?
The gun buyback is completely anonymous, so they can come. They should wrap up their weapon in a bag, make sure it's unloaded, come to either Northampton or Greenfield police stations. They can turn it in. The serial number will be run just to make sure it's not a stolen weapon. If it was, it would be returned to the rightful owner. And they'll get a $50 gift card that they can use just about any place. And that's basically it. All they have to do is just show up unloaded, give it off to the police. They'll give you a gift card. And then after the gun buyback, all these weapons will be destroyed. They'll be actually brought to a foundry. They're going to be completely destroyed.
And just one last question, where did you get the funding to do this? You had some donations, correct?
We had some tremendous community support, Bay State Health Systems, Northampton Pediatric Group, a number of other sponsors. Our office is contributing as well. And so we've collected over $16,000 through the Deputy Sheriff's Association of Hampshire County. And they've been a tremendous help. The Hampshire and the Franklin Deputy Sheriffs have been really big movers on this as well.